Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club at an oddball time, 8:15 a.m. I would like to apologize because for some reason, this has nothing to do with the system we automate on. This is actually my main computer that was doing that. And yes, Daniel's with us again. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Cool. I think for this segment, since we're running at oddball times, I'm probably going to have to readjust. This segment will be 12 minutes. I think we're just going to end it at 8:27 a.m. So you're going to have to forgive me because we're going to be doing oddball times now. So this is something I'm not really used to. So yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of work in this show, but hopefully tomorrow will be much better, guys. But anyway, and also we'll be ending this show also later at 10:15 a.m. because obviously, yeah, which means I'll be going to the pool later, of course, but that's just how it's gotta be. But anyway, here we got a weather forecast here. Technically it's for Salem, Oregon, but close enough. Actually, let me go ahead and refresh it, see if it's updated. It looks like it did. A lot can happen in 15 minutes.
Especially in Oregon.
Exactly. Here's the latest report for Monday. 55 degrees and clear. Excuse me. Wind is north-northeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 77%. Barometric pressure is 30.12 inches. Monday is mostly cloudy. High 60, low 50. I think that says 50. Tuesday will be clear with a high of 68 and a low of 58. Wednesday, it'll be clear with a high of 69 and a low of 49. Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 70 and a low of 50. And Friday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 53. That's the latest report, courtesy of this website. I think it's weather.com, but here you go. And now, that's the weather. That took us about a minute or two. Now we're going to read Reuters News. That's the next segment there. I think the website was Reuters, but I'm going to do it this way because I think we have to go to, right here. Should probably bookmark these pages. Look at that. That's President Biden presenting a new Israel ceasefire plan, calling on the Hamas to accept. But let's read about something a little bit more conservatorial. You don't have your head set. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were putting your hat on. That's right. Let's read about something a little bit more conservatorial. An angry Trump vows to keep fighting after guilty verdict. Does he look angry in that picture?
He does not look happy.
I sure does. This story contains strong language in paragraph 17, so yeah, we might skip that. We'll see. Anyway, Donald Trump stared down a bank of cameras inside Trump Tower on Friday and delivered a message fitting for both his legal and political battles. He is ready to fight. A day after a New York jury found him guilty of 34 counts related to falsifying documents to hide hush money payments to a porn star, the Republican presidential candidate rattled off a list of adversities and grievances in angry, rambling remarks. He called Justice Juan Merchan, who presided over his trial, crooked and a devil. He described Democrat Joe Biden, his rival in the November 5th election, as the worst president in the history of our country. He blasted the witnesses who testified against him, the members of Congress who had voted to impeach him, and echoing his rally rhetoric, the immigrants, he said, were pouring into the country illegally. Trump implored supporters to donate to his campaign, framing the challenges before him as being bigger than his alone. Do this, he said, because we're fighting for America. While his other campaign speeches have often been sprinkled with humor, this one was mostly dour. Well, maybe sour, but you know what I mean. Trump held just one small page of notes during the news conference, and at the end, he took no questions and retreated quickly from the lectern with his son, Eric Trump, by his side. Away from the cameras, through fundraising appeals, and on social media, the former president's allies also lashed out the justice system and anyone who dared suggest Trump had committed a crime. In a race where both leading candidates have portrayed each other as a threat to the nation, the Biden campaign seized on Trump's remarks as fresh evidence that he is not fit to serve. America just witnessed a confused, desperate, and defeated Donald Trump ramble about his own personal grievances and lie about the American justice system, leaving anyone watching with one obvious conclusion. This man cannot be president of the United States, Michael Tyler, the Biden campaign's communications director, had said in a statement. Trump supporters, most of whom see the New York verdict as a miscarriage of justice, fled his campaign with $34.8 million in donations on Thursday alone, the Trump team had said. That was a one-day record for Trump on WinRed, a platform that handles digital fundraising for Republicans. The campaign, which lags Biden in total fundraising, sought to keep up the pace on Friday, blasting off a flurry of foreboding fundraising text supporters. "The darkest day in American history," one message had read. "I will never surrender," blared another after Trump's press conference. Almost all Republican officials and organizations fell in line behind the former president, arguing the trial was flawed, the charges should never have been brought, the jury pool in the heavily Democratic Manhattan was tainted, and the judge was biased, allegations local authorities denied. For Republicans, condemnations were not swift or strong enough. Trump allies and campaign aides went on to the attack. Trump co-campaign manager Chris LaCivita heaped scorn on National College Republican Group, whose post on social media platform X said the jury's verdict should be respected. This is where the strong language takes place. Opinions are like a-holes. Everyone has one, LaCivita said. LaCivita posted, I should say. He also took aim at Larry Hogan, a moderate former Republican governor in Maryland running for a Senate seat, who before the verdict warned Americans not to pour fuel on the fire with more toxic partisanship. "You just ended your campaign," LaCivita responded on X. Interviews with Republican voters in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Georgia, several had said Trump's conviction was making them rethink their support for him in November. Such defections could hurt him in his rematch with Biden, given Trump's razor-thin lead in multiple swing states. But most Republicans interviewed sound like much like Trump himself, calling the trial just a sham. "It's all just political, just to hurt him and keep him off the campaign trail as much as possible," said Scott Clayton, 62, a retired police officer in Marietta, Georgia. "If they can do this to him, they can do it to anyone. But absolutely nobody is safe now, really." And the story was updated at 11:18 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be 8:18 a.m. for us. So there you go. That was the our Reuters story for today. And now we are going to put the commercial in. Now we're over here. I'm trying to think here. I think this was 3 minutes we had to do. Let's just do this. We fuck you. Anyway, I was going to play Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me. It's right here. Gonna play around 8:28. Well, actually, no, because I have to trigger at 8:27, so that's not accurate. So I said corrected. That's... Alright, Nicki Minaj, Everybody. but not least, Doja Cat, Hit Town Red. Yep. And then we'll continue on with our next segment, which will be Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. Or, yeah, hopefully that, and we'll see what happens. Some of that stuff, so there you go. But anyway, coming up after the commercial break will be Jack Harlow, Lovin' On Me, Nicki Minaj, Everybody featuring Lil Uzi Vert, and Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. And after that, we are going to do those two things in one. We're going to do TMZ and Food Talk. We'll probably do Food Talk first, and then we'll do TMZ after that. So, there you go. But anyway, there you go. So, yeah, I'll double check stuff in here. Yep, alright, we're all good to go. Yeah, see, look, I can't open that, but it's okay. Anyway, hope you're having your fabulous Monday morning. I'm so sorry this show's off, time is off a little bit, but I guess that's just how it's gotta be, guys. Hopefully tomorrow's morning show will be more accurate. I think it's just because my mic set up on my main computer was just being weird. But anyway, maybe that had something to do with OBS, who knows. Anyway, enough said. We'll be right back with the second segment of the new Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club right after this. And we will be right back. Don't go away. Coming up, Jack Harlow, Nicki Minaj, and Doja Cat. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Welcome back to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. That was Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. And this is your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Had to help you there a little bit, but it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta get used to this new music. I've been playing newer music now that the stations play currently right now. See, we got Dua Lipa. I even had some newer music, like Too Sweet by Hoyzer. That's pretty cool. That's a newer one.
That's a good song.
Yes, it is. Anyway, we're now into Food Talk now. This is gonna be an 18-minute segment, so trying to figure out here. I think we started at 8:39. Again, these are oddball times. At work focus on, so I think it's from 49:59. Probably 8:57. Sounds about right. And we'll take a 2-minute break after. Anyway, we're gonna read cinnamon sugar donut recipes here. Welcome to my kitchen. For the cinnamon sugar donuts, you'll need 1.5 cup of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1/3 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1 egg. That's for the sugar donuts, by the way. If you want sugar coating, you'll need 1/2 cup of sugar and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Now, here's what are the directions. There's no steps, but it just says, just put the oil in the fry daddy, or probably a fryer, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, or deep fryer. And heat to 375 degrees. I'm assuming it's Fahrenheit. Combine the first 5 ingredients. Blend the milk, egg, oil, and vanilla. Add the dry ingredients. Stir with a fork and until moistened. Drop by teaspoonfuls into the hot oil. Cook for 1 to 1.5 minutes or until it's golden brown. Usually cooking stuff in the deep fryer doesn't take as long, but then it can be greasy too.
Oh yeah.
Depending on what you're making that is. Mix the sugar and cinnamon in a small bowl and roll warm in donut balls and mixture. It should make about 2.5 to 3 dozen donut holes, that is. And there you go.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Now let's talk about microwave peanut brittle. 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup white taro syrup, I believe. 1 cup of raw peanuts, and a dash of salt. First, just combine and stir well, then microwave for 7. It may have to be adjusted for wattage, though, depending on what microwave you have. Well, for 7 minutes in deep dish. Then you take it out and add 1 tablespoon of margarine and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Microwave for 2 more minutes. Then take out and add 1 teaspoon of baking soda and stir well. quickly pour the mixture onto the greased cookie sheets. It sets up very quickly, so have your cookie sheet ready to go and be very careful as the mixture is extremely hot. You let it cool and then you break into pieces, and there you go. That's the microwavable peanut brittle. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Now on to Twinkie desserts. You'll need one box of Twinkies, one large box of instant vanilla pudding, one can of drained crushed pineapple, and one small container of Cool Whip. And also 3 to 4 bananas as well, by the way. First, you want to slice the Twinkies in half, of course. Then layer the sliced Twinkies over the bottom of a 9x13-inch pan. Then spread the drained pineapple over Twinkies and slice the bananas over the pineapple. Prepare the instant pudding and pour over the fruit. Cover with the Cool Whip and refrigerate at least 2 hours before serving. Let's find the other one. Oh, yeah, pie crust. You'll need, what does this say? 1/3 C4, 1 tablespoon of Crisco. Not sure what that is. I'll skip that one for now because I can't understand that. Let me see if I can highlight that. See what. Oh, 1/3 C plus 1 tablespoon of Crisco. Not sure what that is. Let me try this one here. 1 C. Oh, yeah, 1/3 cup. Plus 1 tablespoon of Crisco, I think is what she's trying to say. Yeah, 1/3 cup plus 1 tablespoon of Crisco. Admittedly, that's a lot of Crisco, though. So I think Crisco's, shortening, I think.
Yeah, like butter.
Yeah.
Like gross butter.
Yeah.
Smells good, though.
It is, yeah. 1 cup of flour and 2 to 3 tablespoons of water. Then, here's the directions. Cut the Crisco and the flour until the blended to the size of large peas. Add water until the dough pulls together. Roll dough on a floured surface, handling as little as possible. If baking without a filling, bake at 400 degrees for 13 to 17 minutes. For double crust pie, you just double the ingredients, and there you go. And now, let's try one more. White Christmas pie. You'll need a 9-inch baked pie shell. 3/4 teaspoon of vanilla. This will be the last one we'll read, by the way. Let me close my doors so we don't have to hear that, dog. Louise! Actually, the door does not even want to shut. That's wad. Oh, man, I don't... I think I got it.
Nice.
Had to use my foot to do it. Anyway, let's just start over. This will be the last one we'll read as far as food recipes are concerned. White Christmas pie, 9-inch big pie shell, 1/4 teaspoon of almond flavoring, 1 package of unflavored gelatin, 1/2 cup of sugar, a half cup of sugar, yes, 1 cup of moist red coconut, 3/4 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 3/4 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 egg whites, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, I believe, and 1/2 cup of heavy cream that's whipped. Now, here's the directions. Blend the sugar, flour, gelatin, and salt, I think? Yep, salt. Together thoroughly in a saucepan. Gradually stir in the milk and cook over medium heat till mixture boils, stirring constantly, then boil for 1 minute. Place pan in ice water and cool until the mixture mounds, slightly when dropped from spoon. Blend in the flavorings. Carefully fold in a meringue made of egg whites, cream of tartar, and sugar. Gently fork in whipped cream and coconut. Then file into the cooled baked pie shell and sprinkle with moist coconut, and then chill several hours until it's set. And there you go. That's White Christmas pie for you guys.
Nice.
That's it for this segment. Well, it's not it for this segment. We got one more section of the segment, and that would be TMZ Celebrity News. And I think for that, we're actually have to get out of here and actually do it on my main computer, because it's actually on modern stuff we're going to be reading. So, yeah. So, where's Chromat? There it is. TMZ.com, yes. So, yeah, here we go. We're going to kick things off with Carrie Underwood falling off the stage at the South Carolina concert after a rain-filled finale.
Oof. That's going to hurt.
Sure does. Carrie Underwood capped off her concert this weekend by belting out the tunes in the rain, but there was an even more dramatic finish as she was just exiting the stage. Because she fell! The singer was the headline performance Sunday night at the Carolina Country Music Fest in Myrtle Beach, where she put on one hell of a show that ended up being highlighted by the fact there was a downpour that seemed to come out of nowhere toward the end. As much of a spectacle as that was, there was something else that caught the fans' attention as Carrie was making her way off stage, and that would be her going down, seemingly hard. Even crazier is the fact that it was caught on video as well. And we got a hold of the footage, too. I wish to watch it and see. So let it load up first. There we go. Okay, I think this is it. We gotta rewind it, and we'll unmute it. I'm going to see if I can, let's set them default to the MV to audio. That way we can hear it better. Actually, so it will default to speakers on the TV. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to check and see if it's 45. Let's see if we can both hear it. There we go.
There you go.
Now I can both hear it, rather than just me. This is Carrie Underwood supposedly falling off stage.
Yes, he went.
Yeah, it's just cell phone, recorded on a cell phone. But here's in slow motion, I think. Oh, I think that's it. Woo! Ew, boy!
Yeah, down she went.
There it goes again. Right there. Oh, boy. Oh, that's nasty.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where we were at. Oh, yeah, it was right here. For some reason, it go down where we were at because I wanted to play the video. But anyway, we played the video anyway. But anyway, check it out. It's a bit of a subtle moment. But as we look closely, you'll see Carrie taking a bit of a tumble, or at the very least, an awkward stumble, as she starts to descend some stairs towards the back end of the stage, which we just saw, obviously. And the flash, it almost looks like Carrie drops through a hole back there. But either way, her disappearance off the stage doesn't look all that natural, and something clearly went wrong. And you could even hear people in the crowd scream out that she fell, so folks certainly noticed. Now, it appears Carrie addressed the fall later. She did post some photos from her gig this weekend. She touched on something going to Ari at the end. Although it is a little cryptic. She writes, "Well, last night sure was fun. I know the ending was quite unexpected. It made for a night we'll never forget. See you attach some emojis touching on rain and weather." But it is possible she might be quietly referring to the fall at the end. But either way, she seems to be okay. Which is all that matters, I guess. We have, however, though, reached out to her rep just for clarification, at least. But no word back. But, of course, that is kind of obvious. Anyway, let's go on to another story called Florida Sniper, who's shooting the bank robber for the computer. This will be the last one we'll read before we go to commercial. who's rescuing two hostages. New footage from a bank robbery earlier this year shows just how delicate the situation was, with one police sniper taking a seemingly impossible shot to rescue the hostages. Officers for the Lee County Sheriff's Department surrounded a Fort Myers Bank of America after a 36-year-old man had attempted to rob the establishment in February. The culprit took two hostages inside the bank, using them as shields while communicating with a negotiator. The Sheriff's Department released video of the standoff, with a sniper steadying his aim onto the suspect while right outside, balancing his gun on another deputy's shoulder. Alright, here we go again. Alright, despite the negotiator's attempts to talk down on the robber, he's heard referencing the man's children at one point. The offender refuses to surrender, instead puts a knife to the throat of one of the hostages. This prompts an immediate response from the sniper, who takes a shot with the bullet traveling through a desktop computer screen and right in between the two hostages, who successfully strike the robber. You can see right there, the computer monitor, there's a little shot there. Right there, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you can see in the footage, the suspect falls to the floor as the hostages run off. Police then descend upon the scene, throwing in flashbang grenades and doing a sweep. Lieutenant Todd Ulmer of the Lee County Sheriff's Office later added, "Shooting positions like these are trained regularly by snipers for time-critical incidents like these. Due to the suspect's limited exposure, the sniper took a planned and deliberate shot for a computer monitor, striking the suspect in the center of the forehead, who killed him instantly." As for the Lee County Sheriff's Department later noted, the hostages' safety was their top priority, and unfortunately, well, fortunately, I should say, they did achieve just that. But of course, it was a pretty close call, at least. Maybe too close for some. But even in the end, the lives were saved, so that's good.
Good. That's Florida for you, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that was our two stories for TMZ, and now we gotta take this part break in now, of course. Pretty close to 8:57, because again, this was like a 18-minute segment, so there you go. So, let's see, this was food talk and stuff like that. I think we'll just do that then. Let's put this one in. And I'm trying to think. 1.5. Yeah, that'll work. I mean, this one's got to be 2 minutes, actually. Now on to that, the top 40. Looks like it's gonna be Training Season by Dua Lipa, which is right here. And after that will be Post Malone, which is I Like You, a Happier Song. There we go. Cool. And I believe, whoa, yeah, this chair really likes to fall down.
Seeming a bit sketched today, yeah?
Huh?
Seeming a bit sketched today, yeah?
It seems that way, Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe it's time to get a different chair, because I think this chair is just nasty. It just doesn't like me.
No.
But yeah, I think for the next segment, the next segment we're going to do Pokemon Go. Well, I will. I know you usually don't like that kind of stuff, but oh well. But I do know the next 2 seconds will be Pokemon related. But the last segment, which will be segment 5, it's a pretty long one. It's like 23 minutes, so we're going to be talking a lot. But that basically will just be weather, news, recap, and maybe some other various stuff. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
But yeah, that'll be cool. But anyway, coming up after a quick commercial break, which is 2 minutes, by the way, we're going to play Dua Lipa, Training Season, and Post Malone, I Like You, a Happier Song. And then after that, I will be playing Pokemon Go with you guys. So anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back right after this. Again, at oddball times, but gotta do what you gotta do. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
That was I Like You, A Happier Song by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. This is your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you so much. All right, for the next segment from 9:05 to 9:15, which again is oddball time, but that's just how it's gotta be. But hey, gotta deal with it. I'm dealing with it. We are going to be doing Pokemon Go, so here we go. And I think it said I had egg hatching, so let's see. But it says right here 5.6 of 6.7 kilometers, so we shall see what it has to say. Let's take this out of silent mode, but who knows. I did turn the sound off, though, so that's probably why. Let's see if I can fix that. Heard Pikachu. There we go. Nighttime Dragon. Turn that for you guys. Almost perfect. Probably evolved that, but you can only do it during the nighttime, though. Goodra needs a treat. Goomy got knocked out. That's wonderful. Heracross needs some attention. Yeah, we'll go ahead and heal you. What the heck? I think I got 80s. I'll probably do the other one too. Pretty small one, I will admit. Don't know if this was today or not. Ooh, give me an egg. That's nice. There are too many of those. Okay, let's see what we got in gyms. Okay, over today. Okay. Back here again. Last one, which was my shiny one. Where are you at? There you are. You two are at it. There we go. Power up a Pokemon 3 times. Actually, there's something here under a fence, I think. Yep. Pokemon broke free. It won't run away though, because again, this is field research. Help if it doesn't deflect it. I'm nasty about that. You know that. Star. It only takes 50, it's not 400. Okay, cool. Okay, this one too. Oh, that's new. Well, not new, but don't get a lot of them. It's usually for, like, field research. A lot. I hope it's free, level 3. Even though it's 2, of course it is, whatever. Alright, is that it for that research? I think it was, yeah. Boo hoo. Yeah, I guess I can power up a Pokemon 3 times. Let's see if we can do that. Find a settable one. I think I still got healing to do. Probably some super potions. Yeah, you just need one because you're small. Eevee. This is my last net there. Better make it count. Aunt Lou commented yesterday that it's hard to make, it's easy to do curveballs, but it's harder to do straight throws now. I think she's right. I do curveballs much easier now. To be honest with you, where's lever boost at? I don't see here lever boost. Oh well, too bad. I don't have any more banana berries, so I'll just use a raspberry. So no more of the candy you're talking skin. Or open up gifts at the very least. Yeah, go ahead. That one was a vent one because it had like some ribbon on it. Candy, but oh well, who cares? Go on, bigger. And there we go. Hopefully there's anything more here. Yeah, nothing. Oh, if something comes up, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, oh, yeah, we're not taking a commercial break after this. We just have to put our, iDent in. I just played at 9:15, which is basically where, we started at 9:05, which is basically where this song finished, Post Malone. And then we'll play the iDent at 9:15, around that point, because I need to get in a chair. It keeps falling down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. I feel my pain. But the next segment we're doing at 9:15, I guess, will be Pokemon Sleep. So there you go. I guess I'll be done at 9:15 from 9:15 to 9:28, I guess. Gotta live with these oddball times today, guys. Just gotta live with it. So there you go. Sometimes it's just how it's gotta be. But we'll just have to learn to live with it, so there you go. Anyway, I don't see finger on the board other than Team Rocket! But yeah, I can tell you what I caught last night, but you get what I'm saying. Goodra finally got its X entry. That's what it sounds like, by the way. It's cry. You heard it. And, oh, where's Zapdos at? I can't find you. I hope I didn't throw it away. Oh, there you are. Okay. Zapdos. Check this out. It's a free star. Free star Zapdos. Love that. I did power it up a little bit because I wanted to make it bigger because it was a free star. Anyway, I think that's just going to do it for Pokemon Go, I guess. And I don't even see Pokemon Sleep on here, so I think I can access it from the library. Yeah, I can. App library. You can open it up from the app library, so yeah, there you go. Anyway, coming up, well, we're not going to just play a commercial, whatever. I'll still turn off my mic, but I'm just going to just do it for a brief moment, just so we can play the iDent, so there you go. But anyway, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be playing Pokemon Sleep. I did track my sleep today, so, and I did actually, believe it or not, discover enough sleep styles to discover that Snowdrop Tundra place, so that's going to be fun. But funnily enough, I get to be there in the summer. Yay! Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep in just a few seconds, so stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up in just a second. Don't go away. Alright, we're back. As of course, I just played Station Identification, of course. So that's wonderful. But anyway, just a normal thing that all radio stations do, of course, even though we did it 15 minutes after. But, of course, that's because we did it 15 minutes later than usual. But, yeah, there you go. Anyway, let's go to Pokemon Sleep now. This one, I believe, is a 13-minute segment, by the way. We should have plenty of time to do this. Tap to start. Yes, we'll synchronize. I did track my sleep, of course. Yes, let's start now. No errors this time. Oh, it wasn't really a good sleep score. You know what? I don't care. I just did this just for fun. I already discovered enough sleep styles, so at this point, I just wanted to discover it just for fun. But then again, yeah, a lot of untracked time, but I don't care. It doesn't matter, because I've already discovered enough sleep styles to do this, so it doesn't matter. I don't even care if the drowsy power went down. Snorlax can just suck it up. Snorlax can just suck it up.
What's going on?
Oh, I just said Snorlax can suck it up if his power went down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I had already discovered new sleep styles, I think on Saturday or Sunday. But I just wanted to save this for the morning show, obviously. So everyone could hear it on the air. I really wanted to share this on the air. I usually like doing that, because it's fun. I think that was the only one that was new, but oh well, who knows. Pupitar, that was a new one. Never discovered that one before. That was the only new one, I think. It's, yeah. I should have saved that one for last, so well. Come on. There you go. And that's the last one. And there we go, we're done now. Don't think anyone's gonna be hungry. Yep, no one's hungry. But I'm just gonna feed a random Pokemon and get out of here, cause I don't care. But I just wanna get out here and check out that Snowdrop Tundra place, or whatever you call it. Yep, cause I gotta feed that bonus fist to someone. That's just the rule of thumb there. And there we go. Alright. Yes, we'll keep that photo. I don't care. Excuse me. Right, let's post up an air rank. Yes, it did. I'm now rank 31. Awesome. That was good timing. Alright, let's get out of here now. Well, not the game, but you get what I'm saying. I'll clean my sleep points really quick before we move on. And speed up, and here we go. Study 150 goals. Well, not 150 goals, 150 styles. You will get Snowdrop Tundra, 100 diamonds, ingredient ticket medium X1, and handy candy medium X1. Claim rewards? Yes. And here we go. I've done 150 styles, Daniel.
150?
Yes.
Is that a lot?
It sure is.
Very nice.
So it gives me 100 sleeps, 100 diamonds, 1 ingredient ticket medium, and this handy candy medium, I believe. But wait, as Billy Mays says in those OxyClean commercials, there's more!
Oh, wait.
There's more.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, look at this. Great job. You've now registered 150 sleep styles, your sleep styles. Remember that new area I mentioned last time? Yeah? Come on. Well, I got it set up while you focus on your research. Now, you can go to the Snowdrop Tundra. Snowdrop Tundra is known for its constant snowfall as piles up and drifts. You can really feel that silence there. I bet it's home to some ice types that you haven't seen before, you know that? Your next goal will be to register 190 sleep styles in your decks. So give this new area a visit and make some fresh discoveries. But in the meantime, I'll get back to searching out more new ways to propel your studies forward. But anyway, keep up the good work on that sleep research. Alright. Well, I actually gotta find 38, not 40, because I've already discovered 2. That's funny. Anyway, let's get out of here now and say adios to Snorlax. I'm trying to think when we started. 15, so it'd be 9:28. That's right. Okay, again, oddball times. We gotta work with it. Anyway, nice work this week. Looks like getting more and more to research. Yada yada yada. 45% area bonus. Cool. And as always, alas, it's time to say goodbye to Snorlax. Get next week's site. Yada yada yada. Take care, Snorlax. Thanks for a great week of Snoozy Studies. Bye bye. And there we go. That was week 24. Master 1. Cool. Oh, it was a grade C. That's interesting. Now, I did track my sleep every day, which is nice. But it gave me a grade C, which I think is kind of interesting. But then again, June 5th and June 9th, it did probably untrack some time, so that probably explains why. Oh well. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's better than D, I guess you could say. But anyway, we're gonna swipe left or right, I think? Go to Snowdrop Tundra. Now that we've unlocked this site now, finally. Wanna move here? Yeah. Alright, we gotta download 28 megabytes of sound data. So we're gonna have to forgive me for a second here. Luckily I'm using my oh, it's already done. Never mind. We use Spectrum Internet, by the way. There's Snorlax. Different berries, but wants curries and stews. Ain't that nice? Let's see what the music will be like. Oh, that's new. Radiant ticket small. Wonderful. It was this raspberry, persimberry, and wickiberry. Okay, so I gotta probably change out my buddies a lot. Let's see if we can do that. Probably should like see what the berries look like. Okay, Ross, presumably. Okay, so it's the blue one, the pink one, and the purple one. Okay. I remember that. Alright. Could just hit help me pick, but it don't matter. Arcanine. Let's see what Rival gives me. Yeah, probably not him. Cubone, nope. That's Hatta. Yeah, I'll probably choose you. Lovalia. Probably that one. Yeah, I'll choose you too. Entei. Steel. Yeah, definitely you too. Is there one that gives us a purple berry? And Smagoo. Probably Ghastly, yeah. And there we go. Heck. There we go. I just modified my team a slight bit there. left eyes. We'll be okay. Let's use that medium ingredient ticket. Yep, there we go. Alright, there we go. See if we can cook breakfast really quick. Final dish strength is bean burger curry 3765. Not me to level 17. Great. Finito. Kick things off of our weather report, so here we go. Alright, let's see if we can refresh this. I think it probably already refreshed, I'm just gonna refresh it anyway. Alright, here's the weather. Here's the latest report from Monday, of course, but it has updated a little bit. Right now, it is 59 degrees outside with partly cloudy skies. Wind is north-northeast at 6 miles per hour for relative humidity of 69%. The barometric pressure is now 30.15 inches. Later today, it's going to also be partly cloudy with a high of 63 and a low of 57. Tuesday, it says it's going to be fair with a high of 71 and a low of 63. Wednesday will be clear with a high of 72 and a low of 60. Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 71 and a low of 61. And on Friday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 65 and a low of 64. And that's the weather for you guys. Pretty quick forecast there.
Nice.
Now, I think we'll just close out of that. Now, here we go with the news. We're going to kick things off with this party bus, the Rodeo Bowl. This is kind of local. It was escaped Oregon Arena and has wounded 3 people, unfortunately. I don't know if they were killed. I don't think they were, but we'll read it. A rodeo bull named Party Buzz has hopped a fence surrounding Oregon Arena, here in Oregon, that's right, and has ran through a concession area into a parking lot, injuring at least 3 people before the wranglers caught up with it, the officials have said. Now, the crowd at the 84 Sisters Rodeo in the City of Sisters was singing along with Lynn Greenwood's God Bless the USA on Saturday night, most of their cell phone flashlights on, as the bull ran around the arena before what was to be the final bull ride of the night, when the bull hopped the fence, according to a video shot by a fan. This image was taken from video. Well, we can't see the image, but maybe I can try clicking one and see what that does. The image taken from video shows a rodeo bull hopping the fence during the 84th Sisters Rodeo on June 8th, 2024. It says 8th June 2024 in Sisters, Oregon. Let me see if I can hit... Let's just hit open new tab, see what that does. Okay, I think it is going to work. Well, maybe. It's black.
Not a lot to see there, is there?
Yeah, it seems that way. See the other one. Maybe this will work. Yeah, I guess they're not loading, but it's just blackness. But anyway, it's kind of loaded up, I guess you could say. But anyway, I guess it kind of loaded up. It's loaded up something, just not what we wanted. But other videos posted online showed the bull running through a concession area, knocking over a garbage can and sending people scrambling. The bull lifted one person off the ground, spun them end over end, and bounced them off its horns before the person hit the ground. The Sisters Rodeo Association had issued a statement on Sunday saying that 3 people were injured as a direct result of the bull, 2 of whom were transported over to a local hospital, the local news outlet KTVZ has reported. Rodeo livestock professionals have secured the bull next to livestock holding pens and have placed in a pen, the association has now said. Joshua Spano, the Schutz County Sheriff's Sergeant, has said several ambulances were called to the scene as well. Deputies transported 1 patient with non-life-threatening injuries to a hospital, and a deputy also sustained minor injuries when responding to the bull's escape, Lieutenant Jason Janes told KTVZ on Sunday. Daniel Smithers was among the rodeo fans with her cell phone flashlight on as Party Bus was moving around the ring with 2 riders on horseback as the crowd sang and swayed to the music. And about 30 seconds into it, I stopped and I looked at it and I thought to myself, this is just too beautiful not to have a video, Smithers said. She shut off her flashlight and started recording the bull, just following him, making his loop, and as he started coming around his second loop in my video, he goes right over the fence, she said. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the PRCA, by the way, said Saturday's incident is a reminder that while rodeo is a highly entertaining sport, but on very rare occasions it can also pose some risk. PRCA sends our thoughts and well wishes to those who were injured or otherwise impacted by this frightening and very rare incident, the association has said. Officials with the Sisters Rodeo couldn't be reached to ask if investigation was planned, though. And the rodeo's final performance on Sunday went on as scheduled. And Sisters is about 23 miles, or 39 kilometers. I think this is like, I don't know what story it's from, but you get what I'm saying. Northwest of Bend, Oregon. So, yeah. It's from The Guardian. I think they're based in the UK. Even though it says The Guardian US, but yeah.
I don't know.
It's more, yeah. But either way, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to think. This is a 23-minute segment. I think we started at 9:41, so 51, 10:01... I'm trying to think here. Yeah, 51, 10:01. gig will stop at 10:04, I think. Yeah, it sounds about right. We'll see. But yeah. We'll probably stop at 10:04 and take our final break there. But anyway, Taylor Swift is stopping her tour performance to help the stressed fan. This is from Fox News, by the way. I usually don't trust Fox News, but whatever. It says join... Alright, we'll just skip the first four things here, because again, that's just stuff about, stuff about their app or whatever. It just says Fox News, this and that. Maximum number of articles. Join account for free. You can create an account for free and charge. At least you'll have to paywall. It's not like the New York Times or whatever. They force you to pay.
Right.
But at least Fox News, at least you just create an account and you get to continue reading for free at least. That's good. Then again, they can track your habits. So yeah. That's a downer. But anyway, let's read about Taylor Swift now. Taylor Swift is popular almost everywhere, but she certainly built some goodwill to the people of Edinburgh. During a recent concert on the international leg of her esteemed Eras tour, of course, Swift has abruptly stopped singing after seeing something concerning the crowd. In the acoustic portion of her set where she surprises her fans with secret songs that are not routinely played during the concert, Swift stalled her performance of Would've, Could've, Should've, after noticing a fan was in distress. And yeah, Taylor Swift fan at Paris concert caused an uproar after leaving a baby on the floor. Maybe that was picture one. Let's see if we can load this up. I hope it does. But something tells me it's going to be black again. Oh, look at that!
Yep.
So that loads up! Maybe just the other one wasn't working for some reason.
Might have been broken, yeah.
But yeah, that's Taylor Swift. Gotta love her. Alright, let's see what this other image is.
Well, Taylor Swift again.
Maybe they're just the same picture. I don't know. Oh, there's a different one. Okay.
Playing guitar?
Yep, that's her playing the guitar, it looks like. Let's see what image four. I think it might be the same one. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, no, that's a different one. Okay. That is her sitting down somewhere, I think.
Looks like it.
Yeah. See what this image five is. That's her again, with different clothes, I guess you could say. And last one is her again, just with a dress. Or what do you call it? It's just her concert pictures, basically, it seems.
No babies on the floor.
Seems that way. But anyway, while in the middle of performing her song, Would've, Could've, Should've, Taylor Swift paused until a fan of distress received attention. A video recorded by a fan shows Swift seamlessly transitioning from the lyrics to a request for help while still strumming the chords to her song. Help right in front of me, please. Right in front of me. I'm just going to keep playing until we notice where it is. And then Taylor Swift continued to strum the guitar, playing the chords of her song while she directed officials in the crowd. It's right there, she said, pointing her guitar toward an area in the crowd. I'm just going to keep playing until somebody helps them, then I'm going to keep singing the song, she said in staccato-like tone. I don't think anyone's gotten to them yet, and they're going to, because we're not going to keep singing. We're just going to keep talking about the people that need help in front of me. Just let me know when I could do this all night, she joked to the crowd. Moments after, Swift said, okay, you're good? Awesome. Before falling back into the bridge. And then Taylor Swift seamlessly transitioned back into the bridge of her song once she knew the fan was okay, finally. But this isn't the first time Swift has evaded from a performance for the benefit of a fan, after all. When she performed at the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia last May, Swift's Lively concert was interrupted by a disturbance off stage. While performing her hit song, Bad Blood, Swift could be heard yelling at an unknown individual. She's fine. She wasn't doing anything. As the song builds the chorus, Swift grows more agitated, yelling, Hey, stop! Taylor Swift previously defended a fan from a security guard during the early days of her Eras tour as well. The 14-time Grammy Award winner uttered one final stop before strutting across the stage and continuing on with her set. She never addressed the incident, though, although a video of the contentious moment went viral on social media, though, which is interesting. Fans immediately defended Swift, explaining she was yelling at a security guard in an effort to protect her fans. Safety is indeed a priority for Swift, after all. In November, she had postponed one of her shows in Argentina due to inclement weather, despite being known to perform in torrential downpours. And later that month, she sadly announced a young fan had died prior to one of her concerts in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. She also postponed her show that following night due to extreme heat conditions. Taylor Swift has just resumed her Eras tour last month after taking a break. And Swift's next stop on her Eras tour will be in Liverpool on Thursday. There you go. I think we got time maybe for two more stories, maybe? We'll see. Oh, check this out. What's funny is that WWE sees taking place in 6 minutes. They want to redefine AI as Apple Intelligence at WWDC. And the Worldwide Developers Conference is kicking off this week. In fact, it's taking place today, actually. The keynote from Monday, June 10th, that's today, by the way, to Friday, June 14th. Well, actually, I think June 14th is 11, 12, 13, 14... Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, okay, yeah, I think it's a Friday. The iPhone makers expect to showcase its next generation of AI integrated products. Apple CEO Tim Cook's keynote address is scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, which is like in 5 minutes, by the way. And tech analyst, research president, and chief analyst Bob O'Donnell joins Yahoo Finance's morning brief to underline the drivers Apple AI products and services which we'll have on the tech stock. And when Apple does it, a much larger audience sees what this is, starts to understand and comprehend what it is, and therefore it becomes a big thing. Excuse me? Even though they are later to the game, O'Donnell says. And then the question is services. How do they start to monetize some of these features and add to that huge services pie that's been the biggest and most profitable part of that business for a very long time? Alright, and if you want more expert insight in the latest market action, you can watch the full episode of Morning Brief on Yahoo Finance. I think we'll just read a transcript. I think we still got time for that. Anyway, let's read this transcript from the video. Lots of hype. Lots of expectations surrounding that AI announcement that we are going to be expecting to hear. My question to you, though, is how big of a catalyst do you see this being for Apple stock? Well, first of all, of course, Dave explains to the world what AI actually means. It's not artificial intelligence. Apparently, it's going to be Apple intelligence. But anyway, look, here's the thing. Brian was raising this question earlier. What is it that's going to take people to machines? And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff, apparently Apple modest types of things, text summarization. Tell me what this website says. Tell me what this document says. Jerry, an email for me automatically. Remove all those people from my family on my vacation photos so I can clean it up. You know, nice practical things. But the thing about it is, when Apple does, and by the way, all that stuff's been available on Android phones and other places for a long time. The difference is it's Apple, right? And when Apple does it, a much larger audience sees what this is, starts to understand and comprehend what it is, and therefore it becomes a big thing even though they are later to the game. And then the question is, and again, Brian hinted at it, as services, how do they start to monetize some of these features and add to that huge services pie after all? That's been the biggest and most profitable part of this business for a long time. Bob, I hear you. Siri Digital Assistant might be cool, with the ability for me to erase a bunch of my friends out of photos from 5 years ago. I'm all for maybe I want to share those on social media. That's great. But are we still looking at Apple being a laggard in the AI arms race? This is a company arguably, 2 years behind some of the news flow from an open AI, Microsoft, and other companies alike, or should investors be concerned? I mean, look, they're clearly behind Brian, but they've been behind on plenty of other things, and that hasn't slowed them down. The bigger question for me is things like, you know, rumored partnerships with OpenAI to integrate, like, ChatGPT-type technology into the Apple experience. That's not Apple. Apple's usual way of doing things, they like to invent it themselves. Thank you very much, but they may have enforced this particular situation because they've been so far behind to do that. And you know, we've seen some strange things happen with OpenAI, and of course Microsoft is using OpenAI, and how does all this intermingle and what are the implications of that? That is kind of the stuff I am curious about. And you know, the other thing is timing-wise, so sometimes being a little bit late to the game on a brand new technology is just the right time. It is timing this actually, as again, the mainstream of folks start to go. Wow, actually this really is cool, and this is the kind of stuff I want. Time will tell Bob O'Donnell, a long time, and video watcher and technologist, research president, and Chief Alice. Always good to see you, talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. And that was the transcript, of course, of the video. I can't believe it was on there, but it is. Really nice.
Nice.
But yeah, there you go. It's 9:59, just about 10 o'clock. We got like 5 minutes left. Well, technically four now, because again, but I think we'll just put this commercial in now. It's going to be a 3 minute one. It's going to be our final break, I believe. Yeah. Let's see here. We'll just put, it's already on assistant, so it shouldn't play automatically. That's good. Count them. I can't believe my computer was being weird. It wasn't even my virtual machines. It was my main computer that was doing it. It was odd.
Oh.
I just realized I could have just used that other VM, the Windows 7 VM, just now for this. But oh well. But anyway, to finish this off, we're going to play Barbie World. Where are you at? Daylight. I think it's by, forget now. Oh yeah, David Custer, that's right. And Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. There we go. That's more like it. Now, I do want to do something really quick with the rotation, really quick. I think it's under options, track rotation. I think I'll just leave it playing 7 songs. I might as well just leave it alone. But I do want to not have it play too much commercials, though. So I'm just going to just let play 4 commercials. 1, 2, 3, 4, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. We'll work with that for now. I mean, I could just have it play, change it up much later, but I don't really feel like going off the air and trying to open up a new VM right now, because I have to go swimming soon. So there you go, especially since we had all these screw-ups and everything worse. Because again, obviously my main computer was being weird, but I fixed it, it just had to be, changed from my main computer. So yeah, I don't know what was up with that. I think it was trying to default to my capture card, I think. I have a USB video capture card where I record my games on, but for some reason I think it was trying to default to that, maybe the webcam. I don't know. I fixed it now, but it's just weird like that. Like, you even mentioned that Macs have their issues, too. They like to update, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, so does Windows. Everything has their own quirky positions and their own stuff. You know that?
Yeah.
You just gotta learn to live with it. But anyway, I guess that'll do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Call. We still got less than a minute left before we go off. Well, we're not going off the air. I don't know, but you get what I'm saying. We're gonna finish it off with Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice, Barbie World, with Aqua from Barbie the Album, and then we'll play David Kushner, Daylight, and then to officially finish off the show, which I think this will work, it'll be Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. So there you go. Anyway, that's gonna do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'm so sorry this had to end a little bit later, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. But don't worry, tomorrow on June 11th, it'll be better, and hopefully we'll be back to our normal schedule as usual. But there you go. But anyway, would you like? I am Jesse Hackinson.
And I'm Daniel.
Thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. See you on Tuesday. Goodbye.